Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. Is the medical literature being gaslit by predatory publishing? It may not be intentional. It may be an accidental byproduct of various forces. The warranted erosion of trust in the traditionally respected best medical literature we described here last year. The recognition of George Orwell's predictive genius in 1949's novel 1984 with Big Brother, The Thought Police, Newspeak, and The Unperson. The recent American political emergence of repetitive charges of real leaks with fake news and now very fake news. And the rapid growth of medical and scientific articles from predatory publishers. But we seem at a crisis point akin to Ingrid Bergman's mental state on display in the great 1944 film Gaslight. Gaslighting? You do know what that refers to? Stemming from the film, gaslighting is a form of mental manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or members of a group, hoping to make targets question their own memory, perception, and sanity. That may not be the intent of predatory publishing, but it certainly can be an effect, inserting doubt about much in medicine that you may read. According to Wikipedia, predatory publishing is an exploitative, open-access publishing business model that involves charging publication fees to authors without providing the editorial and publishing services associated with legitimate journals, open access or not. Of course, those fees, money, 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 are the reason for the practice. Jeffrey Beal, a librarian at the University of Colorado, is by far the best-known expert in this field and is credited with coining the term predatory publishers in relation to his famous Beal's List, now unfortunately defunct. The key actual difference between legitimate and predatory journals is the quality and consistency of the editorial and peer review process. How many predatory publishers and journals are there? Unknown, but a lot. One recent study reported that about 50% of open access journals in emergency medicine were predatory. A 2014 article reported 8,000 predatory journals that published 420,000 articles that were found in 1 year, and the numbers were rapidly growing. Get this, the legitimate journals, not necessarily vanity presses, also often charge authors publication fees, even hefty, in the hundreds, even thousands of dollar range. Like Bourbon Street Barkers, the predatory publishers appear uninvited in your inbox, hawking their publishing prowess and charging lower fees than the legitimate journals. So, a key distinguisher is bargain basement price, presumably related to cost not incurred for quality of publishing services. Real journals may publish fake articles, but they try not to. Real journals often publish articles with irreproducible results. Big problem, but not on purpose. Real journals charge a lot of money in author fees, paid subscriptions for readers, and big dollars for libraries plus advertisers. It is a big business. Fake journals may publish real or fake articles from real or fake authors. They prefer to publish real articles of quality as high as they can get from real authors at real institutions. That is how they may improve their standing and could even aspire to join legitimacy. It is not like the professional publishing community is not trying to prevent this mess. Retraction Watch most recently summarized some of the efforts of ICMJE, the International Committee of Medical Journal Editors, and COPE, the Committee on Publication Ethics, to cope with this burgeoning problem monster. In addition, INANE, The International Academy of Nursing Editors has published its own recommendations. The WAMI, World Association of Medical Editors, is working on definitive recommendations as to what a poor author or editor might do to protect him or herself. Your best simple solution is to know personally the competence, morality, and ease of availability of the journal's top editor. The internet did change everything. Well, not exactly everything. 100% of the energy entering Earth's atmosphere still comes from the sun. Avogadro's number is still 6.022140857 times 10 to the 23rd, and Steely Dan, Deacon Blues, still sings, "They Got a Name," for the winners in the world, Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Internet changed almost everything, including the now positive ubiquity of open access publishing. The emergence of internet-based predatory publishing is an out-of-control, very disconcerting byproduct of open access publishing. I heard you say, "This whole subject is outrageous." Yes, it is. And now you understand. In some ways, a revolutionary new publishing platform and medical journal called Curious may offer the best solution to this whole mess that is caused by publishers in pursuit of money from authors. Curious is the anti-predatory publisher. Disclosure, I'm an unpaid executive advisor, but I do own stock options. We call Curious medical publishing beyond open access. Free to the author, free to the reader. Rapid publication, exclusively electronic, funded by grants and licenses, listed in PubMed Central, relying for quality control on professional in-house editing, a community of scholars on editorial boards, and both pre- and post-publication peer review. Check it out, www.curious.com. Get that? Post-publication peer review. Always the most important kind, but rarely organized as such. Potentially widely applicable as a solution to exposing sloppy, irreproducible research in legitimate journals, recognizing potentially valid work published in predatory journals, and everything in between. That could be the future, and that is my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, at large for Medscape.